Crime and Punishment on the Frontier, Part 1, on this moment of Indiana history. On October 6, 1866, a group of troublemakers from Jackson County earned the state one of its more dubious distinctions when the Reno Gang pulled off the first peacetime train robbery. Frank, John, Simeon, and William Reno were raised on a farm just north of Seymour. By the mid-1850s, a series of burglaries and arsons were rumored to be the work of the Reno boys and their associates, who terrorized the area's banks, merchants, and farmers. The Reno brothers ultimately used their geographic location to accomplish a criminal feat that secured their place in history. Located at the intersection of major rail lines running north-south and east-west, Seymour saw its share of trains. On October 6, 1866, three members of the Reno Posse boarded an eastbound train, beat up the guard, and broke open a safe containing $16,000, throwing a larger safe off the train where their cronies lay in wait. Uncoupling the express car and cracking its safe netted nearly $100,000 in a subsequent heist. The Reno's third attempt at railway larceny was their undoing, when the train engineer they bribed tipped off the authorities. From the arrest made that night issued one of the most notorious chapters of vigilante justice in American history. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Support comes from the Indiana Historical Society, home of the You Are There 1945 Hoosier Homefront exhibit, presented by Kroger at the Eugene and Marilyn Glick Indiana History Center, offering an everyday life experience in a small Indiana town during World War II. Information at indianahistory.org.